I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. This is Kylie Walczak, a host with Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm joined today by Daphne Hope, the current president for an organization called the Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona. Welcome, Daphne.
Well, thank you, Kylie. I really appreciate being here today.
So I wanted to find out a little bit more about you. You're not from the United States. You're from...
No, I'm from Canada.
And how did you find Tucson?
Well, my husband and I were retiring, and we'd been working overseas in a very warm climate. And the thought of going back to Canadian winters after 20-some years away didn't appeal to us. We knew some friends in Tucson. We came and we saw a lot of cyclists here, and basically a lot of people being active, and we knew that was our kind of community.
When you got to Tucson, you pretty quickly got involved in advocacy and advocating for better conditions for people who ride bikes in Tucson. What did you see that made you want to get more involved?
What we saw, having worked in the cycling program for many years for a municipality in Canada, I was very impressed with the infrastructure that I saw here, with the roads, and most particularly with the loop pathway. The facilities that cyclists have available to them here, the attitude of the drivers for the most part, and besides the climate, obviously make it a cycling mecca. And I think that this is very apparent in the winter months when we get joined by many cyclists from all over North America who come here to train. Also, people are able to use their bicycles throughout the year for utilitarian purposes, mostly in the downtown, but cycling to work, to school, to play, whatever. It's just a real cycling, you know, mecca.
Cycling Advocates for Southern Arizona is also a relatively new advocacy organization. What prompted it to start and organize?
It is relatively new. It actually started about 4 or 5 years ago when a small group of cycling enthusiasts felt that there was a need for more cycling advocacy. And they formed the original board of directors, and they were drawing on the experience of some people that were well known in the cycling community to develop their first mission statement. And that's evolved a little bit over the last few years. And ACASA today is a new voice for cycling advocacy, for cycling safety in Southern Arizona. The main focus for our group is to network with other groups and organizations, to gather and disseminate information, and to advocate for all issues related to cycling and cycling road safety.
Tell me more about what changes you hope to see in the next 5 years in Tucson.
I would like to see closer cooperation between the various levels of government. I would like to see more networking between all of the organizations that are working towards improving road safety. I think that many of us are aware of other groups, but I think that we still lack some of that close cooperation that we could have. And all of that would be to achieve better design and construction of roadways and pathways, better information about new signage, new pavement markings, new road sharing activities here. And I think just something that will help to reduce some of the incidents that we have with injuries and fatalities with both cyclists and pedestrians.
Where's your favorite place to ride in Tucson?
Well, I guess I'd have three favorite rides, actually, and they're all different, and so I'd have to group them all about equally. One would be going up Mount Lemmon, which is a challenge that everyone likes to try. The second is doing loops around Saguaro Park East because of the beautiful scenery you get. And the third, actually, if I'm taking an easy day, is to do the loop pathway. Now, I say easy, but you can do 55 miles on it, so you can do as much or as little, but it's a more relaxed ride because it doesn't involve roadway.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, also known as CASAs. And for more information, where can people go?
I would recommend that they go to our Facebook page. So the best thing is to go to Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona Facebook. We post daily, and that would be a good way of reaching us and seeing just the scope of programs that we're involved with.
We'll also post information about CASAs on the KXCI.org website. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Kylie.